This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Speaking of nostalgia, which seems to be a less than subtle theme now that I've called everybody's attention to it, but it's okay. It is. That's the most played song in the history of music radio. Believe it or not, that's it. The Righteous Brothers are responsible for two of the most listened to songs. It's kind of like Barry White. There was a question the other night on Family Feud. People say, all right, you watch that stuff? Yeah, I get a kick out of Steve Harvey. And I also sometimes get a kick out of how dumb some of the people are. But the questions, they've produced it to the... Right? I mean, the answers are stupid. But anyway, so there was a question about what the most romantic music was that you could hear on the radio or elsewhere. What puts you in a romantic... What artist's music puts you in a romantic mood? And number one on that, when the answers came in, you know, they what Steve says, well, we asked 100 men and women to give us. That's what they do. The audience, by the way, if you didn't know this, on Family Feud, the audience sits there for the whole time filling out questionnaires. Mm-hmm. If you're in the audience for Family Feud, they pass all of these. And where do you think they get the questions from? They've made the writers make up the questions, and then they pass them around in the audience.
They're the survey, yeah, where the answer to the survey says. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They're
the survey. Right, the survey is the audience. Right. They have a clipboard, and they're asked. It's like they were working while they're watching the show. Anyway, so the question was, it pertained to their most romantic music that you could listen to. Who was the performer? And number one on the list, you want to take a guess? If you didn't see the show, take a guess as to who you think of all of the artists that recorded romantic songs over the last 50, 60 years. Who would you say people would... I think what they said, they asked 100 women who were the most romantic singers.
Oh.
So what do you, who's number one?
Goodness. Take a guess? I am totally blanking. I feel like maybe not my answer, but the survey says Michael Bolton?
Nope. He was on the list.
Oh.
He was on the list. James, you want to take a shot at this, even though you're a kid?
Yeah.
Who would have been the number one artist?
I think Marvin Gaye, maybe.
Marvin Gaye's on the list, too. Both good answers.
Okay.
Number one was Barry White, which is very understandable. Do you even know who... Wait a minute. Hold on a second, Jay. James, do you know who Barry White is?
Yeah, Barry White. Uh-oh. He's got a... Never Gonna Give You...
Yeah, he's got a couple. There are pretty much everything that he recorded. The Love Unlimited Orchestra was all syrupy, sexy. And his voice, it was perfect. I'm not surprised at all he came up as number one on that list. Number two on the list were the Righteous Brothers. And then there were various singers. I think Frank Sinatra was on the list. Yeah, Michael Bolton was on the list. I don't remember who the others are. But the Righteous Brothers have been in our focus because we were talking about Ghost earlier on. If you didn't hear it, you can go back to our Good Day download. We had a nice conversation about Demi Moore and the fact that she saved... that Patrick Jay had something I didn't know, that they had met only 5 minutes before that take.
That was the first scene that they filmed together.
Yeah, they just met. They didn't know each other. And so the energy that came out of that, especially when he took his shirt off. So, you know, she kept all that pottery that she actually was making on that wheel, which is kind of cool when you hear it. Anyway, so if you didn't hear that conversation, go to thegooddayshow.com, where we play the song over the show every day over and over again, so you can hear all bits and pieces of it during the day. And then we have our Good Day download that focuses on our discussions of the day every day at Good Day Down at thegooddayshow.com. Yeah, here's an example of Barry White's. Yeah, this is it. This is number one song. People love this. Crank it up, Larry James. I'm gonna stay right here with you and do all the things you want me to, whatever you want. Yeah, you got it. So, it used to be that when Elvis was performing, he'd take off. He always had on a shawl or some kind of a scarf, and he'd take it off and he'd throw it into the audience, and the women would go, "Ah!" Barry White would bring a box full of shawls, or if you want to call them scarves, and he would wear them for a while because he sweat profusely while he was performing. And during the performances, he would take this box full of scarves, and he'd wear one for 10 minutes or so, get it all soaked with his sweat, and then he'd throw it out into the audience.
So
and the
way.
Women scream, "Oh, my God, they loved it." Yeah, I know. Anyway, Barry White. God love him. Okay, so let's talk about the Super Bowl for a moment. And what is going on now? Is there an eating and drinking Super Bowl? I think people have contests. All right, we'll drink as much as we can of this beer, or we'll eat that many nachos, or whatever it is. The kind of silly contests that go with the NFL game of the year. And so, what is there around? Is it? Then I'm kind of quizzing you on this, Jay, because I'm not from this circle. Do most of the people you know have a party in the home, or do they get together? I guess it depends on the weather as much as anything else, so that there's a bunch of people that are maybe in a parking lot of a church, or they go to the parking lot at the Walmart, however it is, they eat and drink.
Oh, I don't think they just go to they're not like tailgating or anything, because there's no TV. So they have to either go to a restaurant or bar or something airing the game that is reaching out to, you know, that crowd. Or they have a party at their home or go to somebody else's home. But I don't think, it's not like when people actually go to the game and they tailgate ahead of time in a parking lot somewhere.
Mm-hmm. So, this Sunday, biggest game of the year, I was looking at some of the folks. You know, there are a lot of people who get on a plane. They have spent the tickets. Remember, I was looking at the prices for what people paid for the games the last couple of weeks. And then what the nosebleed section, like $1,400 for a ticket in nowhere land. But the tickets, the boxes and stuff, and the hundreds of thousands of dollars, you gotta be nuts. But anyway, it's supposed to be a big to-do, so. Anyway, I don't know. I hope they don't do this at college, sort of. What's the equivalent of the college Super Bowl? What do they call the championship? What is that called?
There are so many different bowls, and I can't recall which is
the big one. Yeah. The Cotton Bowl, Rose Bowl. Yeah, okay. All right, anyway, so if you're smart and you're running a beer joint, you know, they have a lot of these the microbreweries around. If the guys running it are smart, they don't pick a side. They just provide whatever they can do, and most of the beer joints around in most communities and most towns around the country will be loaded for a Sunday afternoon. But I think that it would not be smart, usually, unless they're at the homers, you know, if they're in Kansas City, and obviously everybody there is going to be for Kansas City, right? And so anyway, but what's unique? So,
well, this is essentially a rematch of 2020.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about that. Look at the similarity. 2020, we have the same guys playing football. We got the same two buzzards running for president. And right, what else is there?
It's serious deja vu happening right now.
Yeah, right. That was the beginning of COVID. James pointed that out too at that time. So anyway, the stuff that people are, is a recipe I saw online for devils on horseback, which includes pitted dates stuffed with blue cheese and wrapped in prosciutto. Ugh, sounds horrible. Does that sound good to you?
No, it does not.
Yeah.
I'm not a prosciutto person.
No. Anyway, all right, so we'll continue to fiddle around with that stuff. Meanwhile, the bad news of the day, so that's the good news. The bad news is American credit card debt has hit an all-time record high. I'm not sure this is a surprise. American credit card balances have hit $1.13 trillion. Credit card debt increased by $50 billion just in the last quarter of the last year. That's almost a 5% jump from the earlier quarter. $50 billion more, up to $1.13 trillion. And so, let's see here. Household debt in general, up by $212 billion from this time last year. That's up a lot. Let's see here. Looking at some of the other things in this survey of household debt and credit. I suppose this is this concerning? Do people think about this stuff? Yeah, I don't like having credit card debt. I try to pay mine off every month. But, you know, a lot of people can't. And that's where they get you, with their 29% interest rate. And there are a lot of people that are missing payments on credit card bills as well. That's up by 30%, people missing or being late. And that just cranks up your rate, man, and your, you know, the credit score, it'll crank it up. Or down, actually.
You want to be above. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, you want your credit rating to be above 700 if you can keep it there consistently. What were you thinking?
No, I never knew how people could have so much debt, so much credit card debt specifically, because credit cards, you only have a certain limit, but I didn't realize, like, you could have so many different credit cards that they just keep giving it to you. And at a certain point,
credit. And there's so much profit in it for them. That's why these credit card companies making the deals with the, they're happy to do that. And they'll give you a new credit card. 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab of Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Hear that? It's the gentle sound of a waterfall on your hike. And if you were here, you'd take a deep breath of fresh air if you weren't so winded. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. And the bugs you wipe from your headlights are all the nature you need. So if you ride, see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get an online quote in as little as 3 minutes. All from the great indoors. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
The hour now here on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and the focus on social media here in this portion of every hour. Sometimes the technology, what's going on with some social media algorithms, if you even understand what that is. Algorithms are used by social media, the platforms, Facebook and Instagram and X, they are amplifying a lot of stuff. A lot of content which is ugly. And so the stuff that is available, you know, that's why I don't think teenagers should have is there a way, if you give somebody a phone, can you control, or is everything done by the person that has the phone in their hands so that they can change the settings to whatever they want?
We can monitor it. Like, one of the get-arounds is that parents and guardians can not give the child their own phone. It's an extra phone that still belongs to the adult, but the child gets to use. So that way, like, at certain times of day or at nighttime, they have to give the phone back. So they can't change anything or remove anything because you can still access the phone to see it.
So is that practical? Does that really work is my question. I think so.
I'm not there yet. I don't have that age child, but that's what we're going to do. He won't have his own phone. He will be permitted to use one of ours. I mean, technically, he has his own phone right now, but it's not connected to anything. It's basically for learning apps and games and stuff. But when it comes
to media time,
that's going to be a different conversation.
How does it affect his attention, if he's got that, if he's looking at the screen and you try to get his attention to do something, does he easily withdraw from the screen, or is he hyper-focused?
If he's hyper-focused on a specific, like something he's doing and he's really involved with it, we will have to kind of like pause it or put our hand over it just to get his attention really quickly. But he's not like throwing a fit that we stopped him from it. But I'm the same way. If I'm working on something on my computer, sometimes I don't hear somebody come in and start telling me something. They have to be like, "Hey, Jay." And I'm like, "Oh, I'm sorry. Like, I was intrigued. I was focused."
Yeah. I wonder if that's the way it is with all of us. I'm trying to think when I'm watching a television program, if I am distracted or not by something else that's going on in the room or what Daisy's doing or somebody comes in, you know, something like that.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I just have noticed it with Miles, my grandson, who's 9, that sometimes he can be so focused on what's on the screen. Mm-hmm. It's like, hello, are you there, child? You know, what's going on in your head?
And it's not even the screen itself. Sometimes we're just super focused on something that we don't hear something else going on, or we're not aware of something else going on. And I think the focus is less of the issue, and it's more the reaction once that is broken. If there is a tantrum, and I'm not just talking about children, I'm talking about adults too. If there is a tantrum once that focus is broken, that's a bigger issue than the fact that the focus was there at all.
So the original intent of my bringing this up was to focus on toxic material, some of the hateful stuff that you see that may be pushed to young people without the parents knowing about it. It's created a lot of anxiety. It's certainly bad for your mental health, I think. That's what the thing that I wonder about is I'm concerning myself about the future, and am I being too protective? Am I overdoing it? Because when he and I are together, we don't do any of that stuff. I don't, as a matter of fact, if we're going somewhere and I don't know where we're going and I'm using Waze, Miles will say, Gramps, you're not supposed to use that while you're driving.
No distracted driving. Good for you, Miles.
Yeah, so, you know, he's right. He's on it, but yet it's the other way around kind of when he's looking at something. So anyway, some food for thought here.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Tucker Carlson, the former Fox News host, is revealing that he will soon release an interview with Russian President Vladimir Putin. This announcement follows Carlson being cited numerous times in Moscow over the weekend. Carlson claims Western news media outlets have been peddling biased propaganda about the war between Russia and Ukraine. He says there is more truth to be told on the matter with Putin. Some Republicans are backing a measure saying former President Trump is not an insurrectionist.
A coalition of Republicans is endorsing a proposal asserting that Donald Trump did not partake in an insurrection.
The biggest danger is the weaponization of government to prevent President Trump from ever being president again.
Texas Congressman Ronnie Jackson accused Democrat. The resolution aims to thwart endeavors to disqualify Trump from the presidential ballot. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day,
dear.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hello, my name is Nana Stephen Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
Century. As unbeaten Budweiser takes on undefeated Bud Light. It's Bud versus Bud Light in Bud Bowl 1.
Pick up your official scorecard wherever you see this display.
Super idea.
See the net on that guy?
Use it to follow the action and you could win. So get ready. Get set. On January 22nd, Bud Bowl 1. This time, it's for real.
Bud Bowl Bud Bowl 1. Okay, listen. A few memories involved in that a whole episodic adventure. This is a Good Day program, 34, almost 35 after the hour here on Good Day with Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. The good news today, team effort helping rescue a man. This is from the local Boston papers today. He was out on a skiff off the coast of Maine. He's got to be out of his mind. What the hell is he doing out there at this time of year? Anyway, so the rescue people had to go out. He wasn't identified, and I understand that. I wouldn't want to be. I didn't know either for pulling a stunt like that. He'd gone sailing. He's out to inspect some property damage caused by all the storms off the coast of Maine. When his family didn't hear from him, they called the first responders for help in locating him. The weather had been rainy. Temperatures were pretty chilly. I think it was about 36, 37 up there off the coast. And so they wanted to make sure, as any family would, right? Where'd this guy go and what's he doing? Is he okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? So they went out searching for him. They heard somebody yelling from an island. And then they were able to accurately pinpoint, listening to the noise, you know, where he was, the location. And 25 first responders went out to help find this guy. And they did. He was actually, he's a lobsterman. So he knows the water. And, you know, this guy that went out, the person who found him was a lobsterman as well. So anyway, the outcome was good. The guy's okay. But don't go out in a boat. A skiff. A skiff is just a little like a rowboat. Hello. Ding, 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 ding. Anybody got common sense there? I thought as we talk about, normally we put social media into the 23 past the hour section of the program. But I saw something that was good. The story you posted, I think, Jay, about the customer who went above and beyond to mail a $20 tip. After a dinner at Applebee's, they used, and there were other people that had some comments about what they'd done, so it's just kind of cool. It's nice when people highlight, because we talk so much about, we spent 5 minutes a few minutes ago. You can hear it if you go back to the Good Day Show, the download, or to the program that plays all day, every day at gooddayshow.com. You can hear our conversation about what happens when youngsters who really aren't discerning get a hold of some of these the algorithms that are available to them on social media. It's lousy. So something else to sort of look out for. This portion of the program brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycle, your boat, your RV. You want protection on the road and on the water, on the road, off the road. You can save a lot of money. Just to dial them up, 800-PROGRESSIVE, and there's also progressive.com. Jay brought my attention to something, again, that's another social media thing. I'm looking at how much time we spend talking about this foolishness. Julia Roberts had a post, right? I mean, it brings out the best, because I just was talking about the social media thing and the customer and the guy that sent the $20 tip to the kid at Applebee's that was waiting on. Okay, so that's a good story, right? There's been a lot of good news around. But then there's
Or when people find stuff. Like a dog or something. They're
right.
Social media is used for good.
Yeah,
there's a lot
right.
of good about it. But there's also some stuff to be aware of where it comes to physical harm and mental and emotional well-being.
So you want to tell, do the setup for the Julia Roberts post? Because I think you were the one that was closest to it.
I am unsure of when she originally posted this, but it was a photo of herself and her niece, Emma Roberts, and they have a close relationship, and every so often Emma sleeps over, and this was one of the times. It was a weekend where Emma stayed the night, and they woke up in the morning, and they're playing cards and having tea, and it was just a lovely time, and there was a lot of joy in this photo. And Julia Roberts posts it. And then a week later or so, Emma Roberts reposts it, shares it again. And on Emma's comments, a lot of people are saying how bad Julia looked, how she looked like a man, she was old, people wouldn't have recognized her, they wouldn't have known that it was Julia Roberts,
stupidity.
All of this stuff, just being absolutely ugly. And then at the same time, people were fighting with each other in the comments, you know, be kind, be nice, you shouldn't say that stuff, she's awesome, and people are just getting nasty with each other, as well as what they're saying about Julia. And Julia points out that she knows who she is. She is secure in herself. And that really hurt her feelings as a 50-something-year-old. And she just points out that she can't imagine how it must be for any of the young people in society.
Toxic,
who deal with that on a regular basis. Yes, especially with bullying and cyberbullying. And when you leave school, if you're bullied at school, once you go home, it doesn't end because the bullies can still reach you on social media. You don't have to be a celebrity to receive ugly comments and hate.
It's disgusting. It is. It's just disgusting. I don't know. Do we have some audio that goes with it, or is it necessary? I think you've told the story. What does the audio do to enhance the story, James?
I mean, it is the story that Jay just told. It's just told from Julia Roberts' perspective. Yeah, I mean, like, it's a... Yeah.
This is her telling the story.
This is her powerful.
Her words are powerful.
Okay, let's listen to it.
I posted a picture of my niece and I from one weekend morning. She'd slept over, and we got up and were having tea and playing cards and having this beautiful morning. It was great. I felt great about it. And my sweet little niece reposted it a couple of days later. And interesting things happened. The amount of people that felt absolutely required to talk about how terrible I looked in the picture. That I'm not aging well, that I look like a man. Why would I even post a picture like this when I look that terrible? People saying, God, I didn't even recognize her. This is what she looks like. And then the fights that break out within the comments where someone says, you should be nice. Why should I be nice? She looks terrible. And people start fighting within the comments. I was amazed at what that made me feel. I'm a 50-year-old woman, and I'm a 50-year-old woman, and I know who I am. And still, my feelings got hurt. I was so hurt that people couldn't see the point of it, the sweetness of it, the absolute shining joy of that photo. And I thought, God, what if I was 15? That's just devastating. And it really made me see all the things about hearts and clicks and likes, and you realize there is something neurological about this whole system. It was fascinating to me, and I think it taught me a lot about being a young person in today's society.
Sick, man. Sick, 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 sick. In many ways, I wish that damn thing had never been invented, that it didn't exist. But it's like the old genie out of the bottle. It's there, and it brings out, frankly, the best in people and the worst in people. Now, has this been, I suppose, if we were to take it apart, Jay, and understand what really we are talking about here, it used to be in newspapers. People could write in almost like in the classified section things. But I mean, there's always been this sort of thing around, but it just seems to be magnified by the attitude of people and what humanity. It brings out, as I said, the best in humanity and the worst. What a horrible... It's a pretty picture. I think it's kind of cool. She got a checkered tablecloth on her kitchen table.
Yeah.
And you can see some of the stuff they're having for breakfast. She's a human being, a normal human being, playing cards with her niece,
with whom
she loves to spend time. Yeah, she looks fine.
Yeah.
People are so damn sick.
But also, why do people believe, like, we need to normalize not commenting on people's bodies, their appearance, their weights, anything like that.
Yeah.
And it's not even just people, random people with celebrities. It's we've experienced this in our daily lives all the time. How often has somebody said to you, like, oh, you look tired today. You look like you're not feeling well.
Somebody told me that yesterday.
Why would you say something like that? It doesn't matter if that's your opinion or not.
Tired.
Why are you saying that out loud? Yes.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to New York City, or as my daughter used to say, Unork City. Housing workers charged in a huge bribery takedown. Matter of fact, this is the biggest bribery, this whole thing, like 70 different people working for the Public Housing Department of New York have been arrested because they're taking bribes. This is, people say, well, you know what, it's kind of an accepted part of society. You kick back, you pay them off, and then you do what you want, the contractors do. Well, this goes even further than that into the award department for city contracts.
And so the U.S. Attorney for New York says we're trying to send a message here. There were, let's see, about 100 New York City public housing buildings involved in the study. Superintendents arrested, assistant superintendents arrested, $2 million in kickbacks from contractors in exchange for being awarded some little jobs, $10,000, $12,000. Didn't require a bid, so how about give me, here's $1,000, I want this job. This is the way they play. They pay to play in New York. New York is a wonderful place to visit. I wouldn't want to live there. I think it's the most corrupt place because of the proximity. Everybody lives on top of each other, and there's so much going on, you can't really keep your eye on the ball. That's where most of the big businesses are located in our country. But this thing is a 10-year investigation that's been going on. And so all of these employees were suspended. Federal agents arrested 65 other people that were involved in stuff in six different states. So this is a deeply troubling, corrupt, but does humanity exist on corruption? I guess that's the question, in part, right? I mean, think about it for a second. Corrupt, this is how it works. Grow up, yeah. Doug. That's what people say. This is the real world. Yeah, well, I don't necessarily like the real world, frankly. The King Charles story continues, apparently because he has taken himself out of everything. Princess Anne has been filling in for him the last couple of days at various ceremonies. You know, you heard this, I think, yesterday, the day before. He revealed that he had cancer, and so Anne stepped up to the plate, handed out honors for a couple of things in a couple of public ceremonies. So at least they're on top of it that way, and the family's supporting him, so that's good. 48 after the hour now here on Good Day.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
The paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Let's head out. The theater's about to close.
Wait, what does that sign say?
A warning, watch your step?
No, next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Hear that? The soothing sounds of a bubble bath. And if you were here, you'd smell a single cedar leaf candle. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get back on the road and enjoy 24-7 roadside assistance from Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And then take a shower, because it's fast, like your motorcycle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Roadside assistance may require comprehensive coverage. Not available in all states.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
I wish I could get this stupid jar open.
Jars can be tough, am I right?
Who are you? And how'd you get in my kitchen?
It's me, Flo, and I'm here to grant your wish of easily switching to Progressive and helping you get a discount that honors the time spent with your previous insurer.
Great, but what does that have to do with getting this jar open?
Nothing.
So you can't open this?
Oh, I just do insurance. Jars I leave to the professionals.
Sign up for Progressive and opt into more savings. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Three after the hour is Warren Eckstein time from the Pet Show. Time for us to focus on you and your pet and things that we all have in common. Like I have a group on my farm that I've partnered with to keep dogs. They bring dogs in. They call the company Doggy Dates. And so the dogs come in every day. They spend an hour. They go to the homes. They pick them up in their little trucks. They bring them to this farm, and they run around and yell and scream at each other, smell each other's poop, and then jump back into the car and go home again. And so this is, but it's called Doggy Dates. And so I wonder, you know, they have a lot of friendships. Daisy used to go, and she had a great friend named Lionel that she loved. And then she had a few, when other dogs were paying attention to Lionel, Daisy didn't like it much, and so she got herself into a little trouble with a couple of other female dogs, and so that was the end of that.
I have a whole different take, Doug, a whole different take.
Okay.
I'm not talking about doggy date with another dog.
Yeah.
I'm talking about doggy date with the people they live with. And I asked my audience last week, would you rather have a date with your dog, your cat, or your significant other, or a best friend?
I'm going to bet I can figure out the answer.
And the doggy dates are amazing. I had single people that would bring, on Friday night, they would bring home a special dinner for themselves and share part of it with their dog. Then they'd go for a walk. They'd watch an animal movie together. We got more people saying, yeah, we would sit down. We would watch a pet movie together. People really enjoy dates with their pets. Well, I guess there's no pressure. You don't care if you dress. Yeah. Your breath may smell. Who cares? Doggy date night. I would say 90% of my listeners said they would prefer doggy date night over human date night, and I could not agree more.
Really? So what does Denise think of that, though, is the question?
We didn't talk about that.
No.
I have my radio life and my
That's right. The life at home.
And the twain shall never meet. Whenever need. See, no, you mentioned to me about dogs licking feet.
Yes, I did.
And only on my show would I do an entire segment on that because it's important to me. And I really want people to understand they lick feet. Dogs lick for many reasons, communication being one of them. But dogs have a special organ called a Jacobson organ. What does that mean? It means that it's on the roof of their mouth. It allows the dog to taste and smell at exactly the same time. That's why their sense of smell is so strong. So one of the reasons they lick feet is because those sweaty, stinky feet are a lot of biological information, such as pheromones, sweat contains salt. So there's a lot of different reasons a dog will lick your feet. So, maybe if you want to feel flattered, that's okay with you, but maybe a good shower would resolve that issue as well.
There you go. All right. Take the dog in the shower with you.
But the feet, all joking aside, the two most common places for dogs to sniff are the feet and the crotch. Every man's been doubled over by a dog sniffing in the crotch. And the reason for that, again, is the strong ability of them to smell and taste at the same time. So all the information they need to know, same reason they smell each other's butt, all the information they need to know is right there. It is the internet for your dog, Doug. The internet for your dog.
let's go over this again. Warren's fascinated with the smell of your feet, your crotch, and your butt.
No, Warren isn't. Warren's dogs, maybe.
Oh,
but again, think of it. I'm sitting here right now in front of my computer. You're probably sitting in front of your computer. Dogs don't have a computer. Their computer is their ability to smell and taste at the same time. So it is literally, I talked about this, it's Google, it's internet, it's the way they search and understand things is by using their sense of smelling. And maybe if your feet didn't smell so bad, they'd know more about you. Who knows?
One of the reasons I dry my feet after I take a bath so there's nothing growing in between the toes.
There you go.
All right. Here's the good news. A missing child was found last week here in Massachusetts, 12 years old. The police got the canine unit out, and they followed the scent of this young lady, for 2 miles. And they found her in the woods about 10:30 at night. She was out and about, and then just, got lost. I think she was, 12 years old. Yeah. Female German Shepherd picked up a scent, led them to an area 2 miles off the road. They found evidence the child had been present, and so they were on the scent, and they found the child, reunited with her family, safe and sound, because of this German Shepherd, female German Shepherd, that followed the scent of this girl.
It's what we were just talking about, their sense of separating. That was my specialty, drugs and bombs. So separating scents is really, really critical, and that's one of the reasons. Shepherds are great. They're ground trackers. They can track on the ground. Some dogs are air trackers, so it depends on what they're looking for.
Yeah, right. All right, nice job. James has a new dog, so maybe we have to take care of the new dog. Everybody's got a new dog. Send pictures to Warren at thepetshow.com or to me here at gooddayshow.com. 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.